There's worse places than Hawaii, I expect. My mother is from Mississippi, and I'm not from Mississippi. I didn't grow up in Mississippi. I didn't go to school. Well, no one goes to school in Mississippi. Funky little state. Highest infant mortality rate, lowest per capita income, highest illiteracy rate. It's a little slice of Haiti right here on our shores. Except they don't make baseballs and the music sucks. Now, they've had a hard go. They've had a hard go in the last year, as have all the states down there. It's difficult to sympathize, though, isn't it, with people who insist on living in Florida, refuting the fact that God clearly has it in for Florida. And yet people persist in dwelling there, a place where alligators thrive. I think if dinosaurs still rule the earth where you live, that's a good notion that maybe humans weren't meant to fucking hang around. What keeps people living in Florida? That's what I like. Well, the weather. Precisely. You get up in the morning, there's a fucking giant alligator on your car. People are like, hey, look, honey, shit, there's a giant dinosaur in the pool. Look, here comes another hurricane. Let's stay. Life's funny like that. And they always ask you, hey, boy, where y'all from? I'm like, me? San Francisco. Oh. Why, y'all must be a total phagosaurus. Of course, because as you know, every single individual in San Francisco is gay. Every single individual, even the children, are wildly, wickedly, savagely, deliciously, flagrantly gay. You can see them skipping to school together in their little same-sex couples holding hands. Their buttless pink underoos flashing in the wind.
Mother, may I have an oatmeal carton for the Gay Freedom Day kindergarten pageant?
That's how it goes there, man. Some of you are taking it a little more seriously than I meant it. I told you there's a situation going on there. It's an unfair presumption in my estimation. I mean, if someone from Florida was here tonight, and they said they were from Florida, you wouldn't go, but you have all your teeth. You don't have a shiny, pointy hat. But if you did, it would be hilarious. Where my mother lived in Brandon, Mississippi, there was a donut shop called Deke's, and it had the best slogan of any business I've ever been in my life. Their slogan was, Deke's, your one-stop donut shop. Finally, we've conquered the interminable adversity that comes with searching for a donut. Now one emporium has made it so simple to come in and get that donut you've been thinking about and just fucking leave. I don't remember a time when it required more than one stop to obtain a donut. Although it is a zesty slogan, one can but infer that before Deke's one-stop donut shop, that perhaps the ingredients to the donuts in Brandon, Mississippi were loose and left to roam. And that you had to do the rounds to get a donut together. Oh, sure, I can put the dough in a circle for you. But I don't know who's gonna cook it on a Tuesday. Now, you could go down the road to Pearl, Mississippi, to the old Harker place. They got a pig cooker. They'll do you something.